And we welcome you to the CNC Auto Show. I'm Aaron Clements here with co-host Justin Courtney. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Aaron. It's good to be here with you and Mason today. We're going to have a great show. We got some good stuff lined up for today.
I think you're exactly right. I look forward to it. We got some fun stuff going on.
We got a little bit of leftover stuff from last week. We didn't have a tech tip quiz winner, so we're going to try that and look forward to it.
We got all kind of good things. And it's kind of an exciting show, mainly because we're talking about such fantastic new technology. And I know these are really tough times for a lot of people because of the price of fuel and all the other things added in. But the fun part is that's going to promote a lot of technology. There's going to be a lot of things coming up.
Thinking outside the box.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And coming, there's going to be a lot of innovations in the years to come having to do with how to get the most out of fuel and alternative fuel sources and just different power sources altogether. Most of them we've heard things about, but many of them we may not have heard anything about. There may be things on the horizon that are going to amaze us even more. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is our opportunity to talk about it a little bit.
And to take our listeners' questions.
Well, that's the number one thing. That's what we get out of the deal. Yep. We like to share the information
and
to others.
Comments on the alternative new power sources we're going to be talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So we get to share information, but also what we get out of it is those people calling in and asking those questions because we love to answer automotive questions, and that's the fun part of it. We got a tech tip quiz left over from last week we didn't get an answer to, so we'll go ahead and mention that. And of course, the prize winner will receive the I Answer the Tech Tip Quiz coffee mug.
It's here in center stage right here.
Yep. We have it right there. Jill drove her 2018 Toyota Prius at 75 miles an hour for almost 2 hours to get to her destination. She had something done to the Prius at her destination and drove the same route back going 75, but it took her over 3 hours to get back. 2 hours to get there, 3 hours to get back. Same traffic, all of it about the same. The route and the traffic was really no different. Why? And if you know the answer, give us a call, number 800-224-9090, or you can call the local number 706-863-5800. Let's go to the phone calls?
Let's do it. We got somebody standing by right now.
Yeah, we're going to go over and jump right on the calls. And John, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with?
Good morning, sir. I tried calling before, but got cut off halfway through the answer. I have a 07 Ford F-150, and right now it's at about 210,000 miles. I bought it at about 135,000 miles, and it was supposedly everything serviced, but when I went to see about getting the transmission fluid changed, there was hesitancy, on the part of the oil change place. And then I talked to a mechanic, and he said that wasn't a good thing to do unless you were positive. And I'm wondering, is there any kind of a non-detergent fluid that you could use to change the fluid? I was told that if you just drop the transmission pan and replace that fluid, you would be good and not have any problems.
Yeah. John, just my opinion on there, and there's a chance Justin may have something to either something different or something to add. And that's what's good about this is we don't try to say it's not a case of us having to say the same thing. He may have a different opinion than I have. But my opinion is it's not the type of fluid you use, but it's the way that the fluid is changed.
The process used.
Yes. Yep. Now, if your transmission pan is not leaking, and if it's got a factory seal on it, it won't leak. And if everything's like it should. But let's say your transmission pan's not leaking. You're not having any other problems with the transmission. Well, if you
I'm
keep.
Not.
driving without servicing it, unless, and I'm assuming that the transmission fluid looks kind of normal, not burnt smelling or toasted, but maybe just a little discolored. But if you're not having trouble,
it's pink. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, if you don't service it, you will. It's a sure thing you will have trouble because it's not going to go forever, because you have these fast moving parts inside a transmission. So you have to have some wear. That wear has to create a certain amount of metal particles, and that has to sooner or later act like sandpaper and wipe out the transmission. So the trick is to get those particles out. The transmission filter, if that filter or more of a screen, if it is stopped up, then you got some major problems anyway. So if the pan's not leaking, I would not pull that pan off. I would do a total fluid exchange with a piece of equipment that was designed because people were having problems when they just pull the pan and put a filter on. Because doing that, you're mixing 5 quarts of new fluid with about 7 or 8 quarts of old fluid, and that did cause problems. But a total fluid exchange, you're getting all the old transmission fluid out, including what's inside the torque converter, and you let new fluid go in to take its place. You're not really flushing anything. It's more of a total fluid exchange. You're getting it out of all the moving parts, torque converter, cooler, everything, replacing it with new fluid. And unless you had a problem before, or you were on the edge of having a problem, it's not going to make anything worse. So I would recommend a total fluid exchange from the things you're telling me. And of course, with any job, there's always a little risk there. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've run into any problems that we've done, but we are very selective. If somebody comes in and says, my transmission's slipping and I want you to do it, it's too late. The wear's already there, and it's not going to go back and fix it. Okay, Justin,
that's
you got anything?
That's being reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah. You got anything you want to add to that?
No, not at all. I agree with Aaron. If you're not having any trouble and your fluid has a pinkish reddish color to it, it's not black, and it doesn't smell funny, then I think you'll probably be okay. But that filter as such in the pan isn't really a filter. It's a screen, a strainer.
Yeah.
If that, what was it? We looked up and it had 150,000 miles on it, and
study?
It was only 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, Ford Motor Company did a study.
It's not like an oil filter on your engine.
After 100,000 miles, it's not even restricted. As a matter of fact, transmission fluid in reality, so there's no combustion or gas byproducts in there.
You're not burning anything, hopefully.
So the fluid itself.
No, it's at 210,000 miles and pink, and everything shifts well.
Yeah.
I think you
I believe I would just go with a total fluid exchange. Don't pull the pan, just do the total fluid exchange, and I feel good about it myself. Now, I don't have any malpractice insurance, so if something acts up, there's nothing I can do.
John, did we talk to you last week?
I'd called in and got disconnected.
Yeah, we were having some
crazy phone stuff.
Yeah, some computer/phone/everything difficulties last week, so we're sorry about that.
Not a problem.
Hey, John, we appreciate you giving us a call back. Thank you. Okay, number to call is 800-224-9090. You give us a call and ask that question. We're going to be saying a few words about different type vehicles. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go ahead and squeeze this part in real quick. Last week, we discussed the pros and cons of electric vehicles.
Yep.
We talked about 4-cycle engines, 2-cycle engines, diesel engines. We won't cover those again.
No.
But if someone does have a question or a comment or just anything at all related to the EV cars or the diesel engines or 4-cycle,
give
us a call and put that in there, because what this is a community discussion.
Throw it all up against the wall.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all of it. And I think you're going to find some pretty exciting stuff. Okay, we will be making a quick pick stop. And as soon as we pull back on the road, we'll be ready to answer your automotive questions. We'll be ready for you to answer our tech tip quiz. And
talk about some great content.
Yeah, some new technology. We'll be right back.
Hey, As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And I'm Aaron Clements here with co-host Justin Courtney.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back, and we're back on the road. We told you it wouldn't take but a minute, and we just ran inside, right back out, and everything's pulling back on the interstate, and we're cooking here. And we're talking about power sources and vehicles. Yep. So if you have a comment, or if you have a vehicle that has a power source, such as a hybrid EV.
Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, give us a call. Tell us how you enjoyed it. We had the gentleman last week called and said he had a problem with his F-250 while he was out west, mm-hmm. I think Nevada. Yep. And if I'm not mistaken, while he was out there, he ended up placing an order for a Tesla.
The commercial truck.
Commercial truck, which mm-hmm. is kind of huge. So there's going to be a lot of new things on the horizon that's going to be coming out, and I think it's time to talk about it. Let's talk about the good parts, the pros, the cons, and that way many people can make the decision on what's going to work best for them.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect situation. No. Everything has two sides to it.
Yeah, it does. Hey, you know what I think we should do?
What's that?
I really think we should grab a caller.
Okay.
What do you think?
I would love to see if we could get somebody to get the tech tip.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
We carried it over last week.
All right, here we go. Let's go over to Andrew. And, Andrew, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with?
Well, I was going to answer today's tech tip question.
Outstanding.
You know what we need to do first. And that is to put you right on stage. And, Andrew, all eyes are on you. But if you don't mind, I might run that question out there one more time just so everybody will be on the same page here. Jill drove her 2018 Toyota Prius at 70. Now, this was a Prius at 75 miles per hour for almost 2 hours to get to her destination. She had something done to the Prius at her destination and drove the same route back going 75 miles. But it took her over 3 hours to get back. The route and the traffic was the same. Why? So, Andrew, everyone is looking at you to solve this mystery that we have here. And what is the answer?
Her car broke down.
Ooh. Wow. You know, that's that would be kind of...
That would slow her down.
That would slow it down, but...
What if she went nonstop without a breakdown?
Yeah. But the question, Andrew, it seems like if she'd have broke down, almost anything that happens is going to put her more than an hour difference. And even if she ran out of gas or out of charge. Yeah. And we are talking, this is a Prius now.
Yeah, but are we talking about, does it include the, did it take her 3 hours with the car appointment included or without car appointment included? So maybe her appointment took 1 hour, so that's why it took her 3 hours to get back.
Just travel time.
Yeah, travel time only. She got there, she had this done, and from the time she pulled in, you cut the clock off, and that one was 2 hours. She got all the stuff done, and then she left and start the clock, and it was 3 hours. She was going 75 there, 75 back.
And she went the same route.
Yeah, same route. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see here. I had something for you. Okay. Andrew, you're on the clock, man. The pressure's on. Can you do it? Oh, you know what I'm going to have to do? This is terrible, but...
Thank you for taking a shot at it, though, Andrew.
No, Andrew, it's not that bad. Okay. All right, Andrew. Hey, we appreciate you trying. I tell you what, if you're sitting there and you get out a slide rule and your computer and figure out what the answer is, give us a call back if you would.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. All right. We that was a good shot that Andrew tried there.
Yep.
All right. Okay, the number to call is 706-863-5800 or 800-224-9090. Hey, we forgot to mention that if someone wants to watch us on Facebook, they can.
YouTube. It's on YouTube, too, I think.
You can watch. It's right now. I'm holding my finger up, and then I'm putting it down on the table.
You can see what you get to win now.
Yeah, you get to see the famous
prize.
Coffee mug.
It's here in my hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's see which one of those is the next one in line. It looks like it's going to be me. Am I right about Mark?
I think it's Mark.
Hey, let's bring Mark on. Hey, Mark, you are on.
Hey, good morning.
And what can we help you with today?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I think I know the answer.
Okay.
Oh, you do?
Well, let's put you on stage.
All right, be still, Mark. Don't move, man. Don't even move one of your frontal lobes. Okay, Mark, you are on stage. Everyone's looking at you to answer today's tech tip quiz. What is the answer?
Cross time zones.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Wow. You know, that would have been good. That would have been pretty good.
That's a good one, but that's...
wow. Yeah.
That would explain why
it would explain it.
Hour. Yeah.
We go. Yeah, 75 miles an hour. Yep. Wow. You threw that one in. Now, see, what you did, Mark, was very much what we're trying to talk about on the alternative power sources that
people have.
See, the ideas are going to just start popping from people's heads out of necessity, because they're having to pay so much for fuel till they're going to come up with all these ideas. And you come out with something good out of the box on that one. And Mark, I'm going to be open with you. I wish I'd have thought of that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, but it's not the answer.
It's not what we're looking for, but it is very tangible.
I tell you what, Mark, if you call me at the shop, use this code word, winner. All right. Don't tell anybody else. You're the only one that will know the code word. Use the code word or winner, and you call me at the shop, and I'm going to send you a hat, or either you can come by and grab a hat. Does that sound good?
It does.
All right. Remember, it's winner, and don't tell anyone. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Yep. Okay. We'll be right back after this. CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Clarios, the world's largest producer of automotive AGM batteries, which are built to power start-stop technology, backup cameras, entertainment systems, and all the other electrical demands of vehicles today. Learn more at autobatteries.com. And we are back, and we are ready to talk to more people because there's a lot of people on the lines.
We got them lined up.
Yeah, we do. Got them all lined up, and we are ready to answer some automotive questions. Before we do, though, I'm going to mention something that's going on. We talk a lot of times during the breaks, and we get to know each other here at CNC Auto Show. And our producer, Mason Rogers, who's walking in here now because he pushes the buttons and then kind of walks around and adjusts cameras and does different things. But he's got something planned for tomorrow. Mason plans to jump out of an airplane. And he's done all the research. Mason likes to.
He's probably over-researching at this point.
Yeah, he likes to research stuff, and he can tell you all the stats on all that stuff. But I think he's really kind of excited about it. He's not really.
That's one word you could use, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's ready, and I know he's going to do well. And you'll probably, so if you hear a loud noise
all the way down.
So if sometime tomorrow afternoon, if you're just having your daily work routine and somebody goes, you hear something
cutting grass
in the distance going, you'll know it. Mason just jumped. But I know he's going to have a good time. Hey, you ready to go to the calls?
Let's do it. We got some folks waiting.
Oh, let's find out. Ooh, we got to be real careful here because there's like 10 seconds between some of them. Let's go to this right here. Let's go to John. Hey, John, welcome John. To the CNC Auto Show.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I just want to try to answer your tech twist.
Oh, we're gonna need to do two things. First, we're gonna read that question again to make sure everybody's on the same page. Jill drove her 2018 Toyota Prius at 75 miles per hour for almost 2 hours to get to her destination. She had something done to the Prius at her destination and drove the same route back going 75, but it took her over 3 hours to get back. The route and the traffic were the same, and why? And next step is this. You're on the stage, and what is the answer to today's Tech Tip Quiz, John?
I'm going to guess that there have been some kind of maintenance that had disconnected the battery pack set, and the technician who's doing it forgot to reconnect the battery packs. And so the car is trying to come all the way back just on engine power alone.
Oh, the speed was the same. Or I'm not going to say the speed was the same. The speed was, she was going 75 there, 75 back. But no, she wasn't route. Running off a different different battery. I mean, off the battery or anything like that. Yeah, all that was good. Her battery was staying charged. It had about, it was up, the little gauge was showing about halfway on the battery charge.
The Prius was operating and functioning properly.
Yeah. Oh, and John, I'm going to mention this. I'll mention to others. We had a Prius here for our shuttle vehicle. We had that thing here for, I guess we kept that car 3, 4, 5 years. Beautiful car. Cement truck ran into it.
So that was the end of that.
Wasn't much after that. But it was a good little vehicle that we used there. But yeah, I used to drive it home a lot of nights. Mm-hmm. But it had a this one was running normally off of the battery and the engine. No difference in that department.
Well, I don't know that.
You know what that means.
You know what it means.
John, okay. Hey, we do appreciate you giving it a good shot, though. Thank you.
All right, y'all take care.
Okay, number to call, 800-224-9090. Justin, do you think we should go to the next one?
Let's do it. Somebody's got to get this.
Yeah, somebody's got to. Let's go over to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with today?
Okay, well, I'm ready to. I think I have.
Oh. Is this the same Andrew?
The tech tip question.
Oh, it's Andrew. Did you call a little while ago?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Okay. Did you sit down with your slide rule and your computer and you put together a new answer?
Yeah, I think. Right. Yeah. I went and asked a couple questions, and I think it could either be.
Hold on.
She got pulled.
Don't move a cerebral cortex.
Okay. Well.
All right, what's the answer?
She probably got pulled over.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that would take a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Or she became the most unlucky girl and hit every red light.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the traffic and the lights was the same.
It was the same, and she went nonstop.
And Andrew, I mentioned to you, we had a hybrid car and a little Prius, and we kept that car a lot of years. And it had a lot of benefits. And one of the big benefits was you very, very rarely going to get a ticket in that car.
Yeah, yeah. Chances of that are slim.
Yeah. It was not the fastest car in the world. Now, I, as opposed to my little car now that I drive, I got a little Z3 now. And,
yeah, or maybe she could have gotten pulled over instead for a DUI.
Oh, well, that would be she was liquored up.
She went nonstop.
Yeah, she was all liquored up driving the Prius.
Thanks for taking another shot at it, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, hold on. Hey, try again. Keep coming.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Okay, the number to call, 800-224-9090. We got time to go to Jim. Hello, Jim, and welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Hey, Jim.
Well, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
And Mason. Oh, good morning there.
We have
everybody.
We have our cleanup expert, DIY cleanup expert, Jim, who has been on the show before. And we need to do that again with this beautiful spring weather coming up. A lot of people are going to be doing their cars.
Yep.
Jim, I'm going to go ahead and ask you in advance. Would you be willing to do that and come on and share some of your knowledge that you have on making these cars look so good?
You can use my car as an example.
It's fun. I'd do it even if I didn't know anything because it's fun to be there.
Yeah, well, that is fantastic. Okay, what can we help with?
Well, you can take your pick of the following four things.
Okay, I'm ready.
One, tech tip quiz. Number two, a tire question. Three, new technology, upcoming forecast by a GM executive. And finally, a being in the right place sighting for something that was pretty interesting over the weekend, sort of related to new technology.
Good deal.
There you go.
Right.
We got a full schedule.
That's really neat.
Like.
Let's start with the tire. Let's do the tire first. Oh, and then
like
after about a minute, we might need to pull over for just a second, but I'm going to put you back on hold so we can answer each one of those and discuss each one of them. Okay. We're ready for the tire.
I have a car that I rotated the tires on, and in this case, I kept the front ones on because they still had more meat than the ones on the back of a car I bought not long ago. And I noticed when I moved across them left to right in the front, I developed a very slight pulling to the right. And I've heard of that before, and it's been discussed maybe even here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, what is it about the geometry of a tire, the development of life of a tire, that can actually cause it to make the car pull? What happens there?
Mm-hmm. We call it a radial pull. And it has to do with the way the tire's built, the way the belts lay on top of each other. And it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with the tire as such. But sometimes after they run one way for a long time,
at one time they used to say rotate the tires at an X, but then they were running into that issue when you would rotate them into an X, that would cause it to develop a radial pull. Mm-hmm. So they started mentioning just move the tires front to back. Jim,
way out. Okay, we'll stand by.
Mason is having an absolute fit in there, so we're going
to
put you on hold.
Up and down.
We'll be right back after these messages. CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their latest OE fix, heater hose assemblies featuring an aluminum Y connector for greater durability. Learn more at dormanproducts.com. And welcome back to the CNC Auto Show. We're back on the road talking about vehicle power sources and lots of other things. We're also talking to Jim. And Jim, welcome back to the show. And we were talking about your tire issue. But before we do, Jim, I don't think you've actually met, been introduced to Justin yet, have you?
Have not. Just seen him on your video feed and heard him here.
Sounds good. Justin, this is Jim. Jim, this is Justin. I wanted to introduce you to. Okay, now we were talking about your tire issue that
we
you
were
had.
Running a little long, Jim. Sorry about that. Mason's over there on the other side of the window snatching his hair out.
Yeah.
We were running long, so we cut you off like that, but we were talking about your tire.
Yeah, Mason is a little antsy anyway because he's going to be jumping out of that airplane tomorrow. We'll have to see how that goes next week. He'll give us a full report.
Well, listen, I think running that show, he's got nerves of steel. He's ready to jump off the Empire State Building probably by now.
Well, I don't know. He looked a little jittery in there to me, Jim. I don't think he's quite up.
He didn't cover the tire, and I got a couple more things so we can let some other people get on it.
I'm ready. Okay, the tire, you rotated the tires, developed a radial pull, and if it's not real bad, you may consider just moving it from one side to the other side, and sometimes that can even completely take it out. So
a lot of times,
But look, keep an eye on that tire because sometimes when they develop a radial pull, they can have some unusual wear patterns on there. And I've even seen a belt separate before. So just keep an eye on the tire and on the tires like you already do. And I feel like you'll still be fine.
Good. Okay. I got a wrong answer for the tech tip coming up. New technology and something I spotted on the road yesterday. It was sort of interesting. How do you want it?
Let's go ahead. New technology. How's that?
New technology.
New technology. I've got an article here from Bob Lutz. It's actually from a few years ago, but it talks about what you're addressing today.
Mm-hmm.
His article was from the November edition of the Automotive News, given to me by a page out of a copy from one of my auto GM executive friends here.
Jim, real quick, we know who Bob Lutz is, but for our listeners, why don't you say who that is?
Well, Bob Lutz was an executive with GM. I think he might have even been the president of the CEO for years. And he's now, I believe, retired. And the article of years ago, written by him, called Kiss the Good Times Goodbye. And his prediction was that gasoline-powered vehicles were going to be private property use, track type items only, and we'll all be in electric pods at some point that join with other pods on interstates and essentially take the driving experience to a new low level, as I would interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and turn it into a riding
experience.
The title
was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're hoping that doesn't happen anytime
soon. I agree.
Soon. And then also what I saw interesting yesterday was when I was up in the Blue Ridge Parkway getting ready to come back here, I saw all these Ford Explorer SUVs coming down with blacked out rims and so forth with badges on the side of them. I says, man, somebody's going to be test driving a whole bunch of new police interceptors. And they all were different colors. And I got up close enough to watch them go by. And apparently this was a Ford promotion for people who bought those new technology, Ford Explorer STs. It's called the SUV experience, two places in the country. One's Asheville, down the road from where I was.
Uh-huh.
Another place is out west. And these people, apparently, within the first year of buying one of these new high-performance Explorers, you get to go to this forum. They provide a car, and you do this road route and apparently some evasive or exciting driving maneuvers and so forth. And I looked real quick. It's apparently a 3.0-liter EcoBoost engine with 400 horsepower and 15 foot-pounds of torque. So that sounds like a good time.
It does.
I bet that was a beautiful sight.
Yeah, normally you didn't hear those two words together, high-performance Explorer, but I don't have anything against Explorers, but that's not usually in the same sentence.
I think it says it's the first thing from their Ford performance team in that class of a vehicle. So it's probably got some parts to it that are found on some of the police interceptor products.
Probably, and it's probably to compete with that Jeep Trackhawk. Have you seen that thing? It's like 800 horsepower or something. It's a Jeep Cherokee. It's $100,000 or something, but you can buy it.
Well, there must have been 20 of these in a row rolling right past me there, and they all were pretty sharp looking. So those folks were having a good weekend.
I bet they were.
Beautiful.
Okay. How about a wrong answer to the tech tip quiz?
How about a right one?
Hold on. We're going to put. We're going to read it real quick. Joe drove her 2018 Toyota Prius at 75 miles per hour for almost 2 hours to get to her destination. She had something done to the Prius at her destination and drove the same route back going 75, but it took her over 3 hours to get back. The route and traffic was the same. You are on stage. Clock is ticking. And, Jim, what is the answer to today's Tech Tip Quiz?
Okay, I got the Aaron factor slide rule.
The slide rule.
I said, no. We have to, usually in these Tech Tips, you have to disregard things as red herrings, and you have to modify or expand the definition of certain things to maybe come up with another wrong answer. But anyway, I'm going to disregard whatever it is she had done to her Prius as irrelevant. I am going to modify the way people often refer to time as the amount of minutes that lapse, but rather I'm going to use it based on a clock. And because it couldn't be wouldn't be a time zone thing, because that would make a 2 hour difference in a ride on the clock. But if she was over there, if she arrived to her destination in standard time, and drove back during the period of time when standard goes to daylight savings, her clock would spring forward 1 hour, making it appear that it took her 1 hour exactly longer to return than it did for her to get there.
That is definitely outside the box.
Jim, that is outside the box. The only problem is you could even count it with a stopwatch.
It's actual time.
Yeah,
we're
actual time driven. Yeah, sure was.
So,
Jim.
Okay, so there you go. That's it. Wrong answer.
Well,
don't make me do this, Jim, because
it pains him to do it.
If I have to do this, would you still, be on the show to talk about DIY cleanup stuff?
Aaron, I would, and I have heard what you're going to do before.
This is terrible. Oh, man, I hated to do that, Jim.
Listen, love the show. You guys are great together, and it's a great service out here. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Always try to make it. Thanks very much.
Jim, you're great to call. Thank you. Okay, the number to call, 800-224-9090. Let's go straight over to Paul. Hey, Paul, welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing very well. And what can we help you with today?
Well, I got a question for you that doesn't require make or model or year and probably you never had before.
Uh-huh. Well, we're ready.
At the end of January, I got rear-ended, and I couldn't get it into a body shop until the end of March, and now they've repaired everything except the exhaust, and that's on back order, which they're telling me it might be June or July, and I don't want to wait that long for my car to get back to me.
Uh-huh.
So what I was thinking is, could I take it? I seem to remember 30, 35 years ago taking a pickup truck to a muffler shop and then building me an exhaust system. Can that be done, or do I need to wait for the factory parts?
You would never be able to build a factory type exhaust system on the car. Now, a lot of places do build exhaust systems, but that's mostly for modified vehicles.
And they are different. The factory one's going to be all stainless.
What type vehicle is this again?
This is a GMC Acadia.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a factory on it. Hey, Paul, we got time clocks on these. Can you hold through this next break?
We would like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, we would. Put your hold. We'll be right back.